Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Refrigerator. Bullet pants. Super glue. Dominatrix.
Should have added that little drum solo coming right into the show.
Yeah. Just isolate it and throw it in there.
Yeah. WW now coming all over me. Episode 87.
Travis Kelce. Yeah.
May he retire in peace. Rest in peace. Not how that's supposed to be used, but seems like a...
Retire in peace? That works.
Yeah, it does work. I'm just going to start saying R.I.P. R.I.P.
When someone retires.
Like, what happened to him? I was like, he retired, man.
Yeah.
He's out of here. But he can always come back.
Off doing his thing.
We've seen that being possible the last handful of years, haven't we?
He could rise again.
Everyone's like, I'll just do it again. Fuck it. Patreon. Thanks to everyone who supports us there. Bonus content on the back end of every single episode. We just keep on going. Keep on going.
Keep on keeping on.
And we have so much content. Go check that out. You can pick whatever tier is right for you. There's three of them in there. Patreon.com/CanYouDon'tPodcast. Stuff you want to see on the show, you send it into heyguys@CanYouDon'tPodcast.com. We got a thick dick.
Take a breath, dude.
No.
You went hard on that.
I did?
He's a professional.
Well, got this fucking music
said
going.
Hard on.
This is going in the background.
That's fucking thick.
Welcome.
Sex on me.
Episode 87.
Sex.
Hey, me. Hey, me. Sex on me again. WWW coming all over me again.
A thick dick on the show today. Is this cut? This one, this, we're so far in advance. This comes out on Valentine's Day?
I think, yes, on Valentine's Day.
Fuck yeah, that's sweet. We have some.
It's still January when we're talking.
Oh, it's not even close to the end. We're good. We're fucking, it's nonsense. We're so far in the future right now. We have some new merch, and we'll probably even have some new merch, because by the time this comes out, the merch we're talking about now will be 3 weeks old.
Mm-hmm.
But head over to CanYouDon'tPodcast.com. We've got a design. We were looking to just kind of spice up the store, mm-hmm. put a little something new in there, and we're just fucking around with stuff, and... That's what we came up with. And if you look at CYD with a question mark vertically and then mirror it, and it's in that particular font, it turns out it looks like a cat.
It looks like, honestly, it looks like a totem pole a kitty totem pole, uh-huh. like a Transformer look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My first thought was Transformers, yep. robots in disguise.
Nice. So go check that out. We got a hoodie. We also have a t-shirt, and it's all available right now on the website. So be sure to check that. We try to drop new merch as much as possible. Is there anything else that we need to cover before we just get into the show? Fuck yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day, Brian.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, love you.
Did you give me anything?
No.
Why?
Because.
You don't love me?
No, I don't.
Why not?
Well, we'll talk about that later.
This day says that you love me!
This is the only way I know!
If you don't bring me... Well, we...
Yeah, we're talking about it.
Okay.
It's coming up.
We got chocolate from somebody else.
Oh, yeah,
Brian
we did.
Carissa.
Well, that's how we know they love us. Yeah. But, I mean, how do you know I love you?
You need...
Yeah, you're never going to know. Yeah. Zach! Play the thing!
Shut up. Start the show already.
This is a weird one, and it's fun. Sent in by our daughter, Danielle, who has Danielle spelled the way I've always seen Danielle spelled. Unlike the other couple Danielles that write in and have, like, crazy-ass spelling.
It's like Danielle!
Would you rather have your fingers super glued together, each hand separately?
Is a thumb a finger?
Yeah, it's got to be. I mean, or do you get a
you get a free thumb?
You get a little shadow puppet, a perma shadow puppet thing. I don't know. I picture the thumb has to be in there.
Okay,
I would count it as a finger.
There's no space in your thumbs or fingers.
No,
it's just flat.
You've just got
pancake hands.
You've got great spankers.
Okay,
perma spankers, or two giant staplers for
feet.
You know
what you'd be good at?
What?
Is like on a in a parade.
Just waving.
Just doing the parade wave.
And that's about all you could do with having your fingers always put together. Mm. I want to. You guys remember playing Edward Beer Hands or whatever the fuck it was called?
Yeah, Edward. Yep.
Is that what it was called?
He's so
Edward
creative.
Beer Hands? Yeah.
It had to be something.
It's probably a cool
Edward
name.
Edward Booze Hands or something?
Sure. But if you don't know what we're talking about, at least how we played, you had two like old English 40s, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you had to duct tape them to your hands. And you couldn't take it off your hand until the 40
Edward
was done.
Edward 40 Hands.
There it is.
That's what it was.
Yeah, it's the old English 40s.
Yeah.
And by the end, if you have to pee early on, it's a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing you can... You see your, fuck, God damn it, from the bathroom. Because you can't get your fucking pants undone. You have to have your friend that has finished one of his 40s come and help you.
It's so great that was before social media.
Yeah.
Too. And we all did it.
That one, Wizard Staff, we all did that one too. We had every beer you finished, you put another beer on top of it and you taped them together. And then whoever had the tallest staff got to make all the rules in the house.
You didn't do that one.
You guys didn't?
No, we did a pyramid thing where we stacked them up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whoever had the tallest wizard staff got to make the rules.
That's funny.
And make everybody go do everything for them until someone passed them. And then you didn't want them to, like, you didn't want the chief wizard to know that you were coming for him. Mm. So people, like, you'd sneak away and just, like, pound as many beers as you could in the staircase. And then come back out and be like,
you shall not order me around.
It's my turn, motherfucker. Shit your pants. Yeah.
Like, oh, fuck.
Anyway, so you got the fingers super glued together, or you have two giant staplers for feet.
Oh, my God.
That limits a lot of career opportunities.
Like, is it Swinline? Is that the...
Uh-huh.
Swinline stapler? Is that what it is?
Oh, what the brand is?
Yeah. Is Swinline?
In my brain, it always just says stapler. Like in the curse of writing, but Swinline makes more sense. And my brain's like stapler.
Cause that was Milton's, wasn't it?
The red one? Yeah. Steve Stapler?
Swinline stapler. Yeah. Swing line.
God. Trying to sneak into your house. Like you're trying to keep it quiet. You had a
click,
night out with the boys down at Office Depot with your stapler feet. Busy night.
Oh God.
And you get home and you open the door and it says, and then
click, click.
And then cling, 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 cling. And it says giant staplers. So the staples coming out of this thing, I mean, they've got to have a little hefty. Got to have some weight to them. I don't know.
How would you get away? Like, you leave a trail of staples everywhere.
Fucking fitting those things in the shoes. Like,
couldn't be a Navy SEAL.
Oh, no, you could not be. Like,
ninja would be out.
Yeah, imagine it's somebody like
a ninja.
A war scene. And you're looking down at the troops and you see some dude running across the street with stapler feet. Like you're looking down your sniper gun and he's like,
you can't even shoot him because you're just like, what the fuck is this guy doing?
Is that guy
doing
him
a favor?
Yeah. But he's just clink, 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 like dropping all the staples all over the place.
I'm envisioning putting your little kid down to sleep because how hard it was for us. You lay down with your kid for 2 fucking hours. They finally fall asleep, and you're trying to edge out of the bed and like creep out. And then my floor is like, you know. But now trying to do that with stapler feet.
And your kid's eyes just
yeah.
shoot open. You're
ah,
like,
fuck!
God damn it. You walk back over. Get back in
bed.
I mean,
now you've got staples all over the floor that, that kids can step on.
Yeah.
So you've created a mess.
Or just walking around a parking lot, popping tires, because you're just shedding staples everywhere.
Be the worst soccer coach ever.
You just have to do this.
Another ball down.
Like, can you still walk if you run out of staples? Or you have to constantly refill your feet?
I think they're endless. There's like a weirdly endless supply of staples.
Okay.
Imagine a track star.
Yeah. Just a Usain Bolt.
Yeah.
Just fucking, and the starting gun just, just and staples are just flying all
a
over
rooster,
the place.
A rooster to rooster tail of metal staples.
You sure?
Hitting better. People in the eye. Oh, shit!
Spitting out staples.
There better be some sort of affiliation with the company staples at that point. It's like, yeah. But I have feet for, come on.
Oh, I was made for this.
You would get a huge endorsement. How could you not?
Just like a NASCAR has all the stickers all over their car. You your sweet staple feet sponsored by Pennzoil and Big Metal.
Gold plated. Big gold, metal. Gold big plated. Rubber. And
yeah.
Yeah, Big Metal. It would be Big Metal.
Do you know what... But putting your hands together, what I mean, you could go work at a Baskin Robbins
with just scooping.
Just scooping. You just go you get called in your boss's office. Hey boss, what's going on? He goes, can I take a seat, buddy? Glasses off. He goes, more complaints. You're just scooping the ice cream with your hands. And you're standing there with sherbet.
Dripping off your hands.
Like, well, I mean,
what am I supposed to do?
I wash them. You know, I get it, but people are getting real upset that you're just digging in there with your fucking scoop hands. Oh, you want me to ruin something for you guys? I don't think I've ruined this for you yet. Growing up, I had a friend that worked at a Baskin Robbins, and you always had to close. So, of course, we'd just go in there and fuck off on the closing nights because no one was there. What?
You didn't hurt the food, did you?
No.
Better not be about your wiener.
Oh, never mind then. All right, so we'll move on.
You put your balls
in the moose tracks?
Yeah.
You were wondering what the chocolate parts were,
yeah.
Weren't you? No. They have the, and if you guys have worked in ice cream, you're going to know this, and I hope you don't know this, but they have the water thing in the back, right, that they put the scoops in? Did you know it's just fucking cold water? It's not hot water? Did you know that?
No, why would it? Why?
What, I mean, I would think you would have at least some warm water to warm up the metal to make it easier to scoop.
Well, is it cold or is it just room temperature?
It's just fucking cold water.
Because you'd have to heat it up if you're going to keep it.
Mm-hmm. I get it. I know. But they have the little bubble thing in there just so it doesn't get stale. It has nothing. There's no fucking heat in it. It's just water. How stupid is that? This whole time I thought they were warming them up so they could scoop your ice cream easier.
Honestly, didn't even know that that was a thing.
You didn't know there's a little metal thing back there?
No.
Especially at Baskin Robbins?
I haven't been to a Baskin Robbins in 30 years.
In 36 flavors, dude.
Yeah. Up here, it's Cold Stone now.
Cold Stone sucks.
Your mom sucks.
What? Your mom sucks Cold Stone. Cold Stone's fine. Just give me my ice cream. Quit fucking with it. You're wasting time. See how big this line is? Just put my fucking ice cream in my cone and let me go.
I get it. I was the same way. I was like, wait, you want to do what with my ice cream? And then I started eating. I'm like, okay, I see.
Oh, I see.
And then people started getting me Cold Stone gift cards for birthdays.
I think, yeah, my gripe with Cold Stone is like, can you just do this before I get here? Like, can you just make this ice cream on a Cold Stone?
If you're stopping for ice cream, are you really in that much of a hurry?
To get to a different ice cream shop. Zach. It's like, couldn't you guys just do the Cold Stone part before I got here? Just asking for a friend.
No, because you got to pick your candies.
Then let me pick them. Just make it all nice and taste good on a Cold Stone before I get there. Wasting my fucking time.
Dude.
I'm just kidding. It's pretty good. So, back to the super glued fingers together. What else could you?
Well, yeah. I was just going to we'll tap, whatever.
Yeah, just we'll do exactly
put
that.
Put a capper on what you were saying about the scooping ice cream. That would suck because the ice cream's really hard, right?
just put a little cap on the end of that. That would suck.
Yeah. I mean, because with the scoop, you got a metal edge.
Oh, yeah.
And now you're like, you're having to dig your fingers in. How hard that would be?
Just wedging in. But just keep your hands in some hot water in the back.
Yeah. Or like get warm, heated gloves on.
Somebody, you walk in, the doorbell, it goes like, ding, and you look over and just some dude in a bib with his hands in hot water waiting for your order.
Can I get you?
No emotion. Just, you're like, things sure have changed around here.
Trying to
let me know if you need anything.
Can I sample all this little samples?
And you just feed it right off your hand.
Can I try the cotton candy?
Sure. Just leaning in. Like he has like some mint chocolate chip, like a tiny ball, and you're just like
over the counter.
You're looking around, you're like, this is fucking weird, dude.
Please don't lean on the glass.
You lean in, he's like, I gotta wash that. But yeah, your tongue just super soft, just off some stranger's mitts. He's like, do you like it? Yeah. He steps back and puts his hands back in the water. Do you like it? A little fingery.
Kind of gamey.
A little gamey.
Oh my God. That's so funny. You keep tasting them. You're like, God damn, all these sex things are so like finger.
Everything tastes like finger.
God. This vanilla bean even has a little too much finger for me. He's just so sick of sticking his hands in water. He's like, listen.
They're just so pruny.
No, that's pretty good. Just a little less fingery. I think it would be great.
Yeah, I could go for that. A little less finger.
In my mouth would be great,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I could make it palmy. And he's like, let's try it.
Palmy.
Let's start it over again.
A little pineapple and palm.
Put in your palm. Yeah, staplers for feet job. Like, you're just sitting in the office, and you have to go sit by the office supplies. Mm. You're in a cupboard, and they open it up like, hey, Joe. And you're like, hey. And you just lift your foot up, and they're like, oh, thanks. Like, you knew what I was coming for, right? Yep. And just... And then, all right, bye. Just close the cupboard back up.
Imagine some guy's like in a hurry. He's like, he's got to get something stapled to get it out. He's like, where the fuck is Ted, dude? Yeah. And Ted's in a bathroom break or something. He's walking down the hallway back from the bathroom. Ted, Jesus, you're supposed to be at your desk.
I've got a big meeting coming up. I need your feet. Your feats of strength. Trying to make love with super glued fingers, like, caressing someone's hair.
Yeah. Doing anything subtle.
Yeah.
With
no video games, no movies, no computers, no cell phones. Well, that's a good way to type. You're right.
It's like a cat.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you have to just have some sort of modified, like, attachment over the top of your mitts. little rubber digits.
Yeah, you can
flap around.
You could do, like, Wii.
Yeah, you could do Wii.
Or...
Well, kind of. Just be hanging off your wrist.
You could tape it to your hand. And then, I don't know, you can't use your thumb.
But you can use your other
hand.
Good luck playing a G chord on the guitar.
Yep, no more guitar. You can sing.
You could be a great drummer, maybe.
You're a singer, just standing there with your...
Everybody, put your hands up!
You could be a great referee.
That's all you had to do.
Referee, you just go, it's good.
This,
yeah,
on the arm. It's good. That's about all it's good for. I'm going to take the super glued fingers. Just because, I mean, stapler feet sounds like a nightmare. You're rolling over in bed and, like, accidentally, like, fucking stapling the sheets to the bed.
Or your significant other. Yes. Kind of doing a little rubby foot thing and just click. Ow!
God damn, I did it again, didn't I? I'm taking the super glued fingers. I think that's a good place.
That seems like the logical thing to do.
Yeah.
So I'm going to do that, too.
I love the brain of the brain thoughts of a giant... stapler for your foot. God, that's funny.
Now you just get yourself into
God, you get too a lot much of trouble.
Hot water with that.
Yeah, you would. Oh man, what a life. All right, let's move off to the what are you thinking about.
Okay,
Zach, do it.
Hey,
what's up, babe?
What are you thinking about?
You know, nothing. Actually, you know what? I'm thinking about a lot of shit.
What are you thinking about?
Actually, Brian, I did get you something for Valentine's
Day. You did?
Yeah. Here it is. Just kidding. It's nothing. All right, so what do you have what are you thinking about?
Well,
what is it?
I was going to talk about Valentine's Day a little bit.
Okay.
And basically what you just did.
Yeah?
If you told me yesterday you loved me.
Yeah.
But today's Valentine's Day.
Right.
And if you didn't say I love you.
Then I don't love you anymore.
I'm really pissed.
That is a weird thing. And it seems like particularly about Valentine's Day. Because love, it just like love just becomes this wafer that can easily be crumbled if actions aren't taken on the day of love, which is complete marketing and a total fucking scam. But if you don't buy in and play the game, move out. Get the fuck out.
It's funny, like the day before Valentine's or like the morning of or something, how many dudes you'll see in like Safeway over in the card section or the flower section.
Yeah.
Because it's weird. Instead of just being like something that you, it's like this thing you're like, oh, fuck, I gotta go. Mm-hmm. I gotta leave work early to make sure I stop by the store to get something or else she's gonna be pissed.
Right.
And not everybody is that way.
Yeah, Zach was talking a little bit about that, about the show. You and Monique don't do shit.
No, not really. Not on the normal holidays. We just like each other all the year long. And she
that's
does,
how it
she
should
does
be.
Kind,
that sounds disgusting.
Gives me presents as far as being kind all the time. So,
you know. God, you guys are disgusting.
She got me coffee this morning when I didn't ask for it because she's sweet.
Aww.
It's better than flowers. Yeah. I'm sorry.
But that's what I'm talking about, right? Like, that's... Yeah. People do that for each other all year, and luckily, I mean, I'm not saying this from experience. We don't really do anything either.
Yeah.
But there are situations where it's like people at work or something, they're getting their flowers from their spouse, and like if you didn't get anything, how embarrassing that is, and then now we're fighting when you get home from work or something, just because of a day. Like any other, you wake up, it's the same day as any other day, but it's labeled something. And if you don't do a certain thing.
Is it that competing with the Joneses kind of thing from back in the day? He got a barbecue. I need a barbecue. Yeah. She got a really nice diamond. What did you get me? A deck.
Yeah. That's true too. When you don't do it on Valentine's, you're like, I just redid the kitchen this last week, dude. I love you. I promise.
Mm-hmm. Counts for nothing.
Yeah.
But that doesn't count because you didn't get flowers and chocolates.
And you didn't redo the kitchen on Valentine's Day. Yeah, I get it. What other... It's amazing how influential a marketing campaign can be. I mean, fucking look at Christmas. Mm-hmm. What the fuck is going on? Easter?
Well, how stressful is Christmas, right?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be this time when you're with your family and you're...
And the kids are all fighting and you're like...
Everyone's... They didn't get their... The Santa didn't bring the right toy or like... And you didn't get me a present early enough because it doesn't you the fact that you did it on the day before doesn't show that you love me that you didn't think about it. You know, like, dude, I'm just trying to get through today. You know, like fuck.
Right.
And so here we are fighting about something that doesn't matter.
Is there a tiny sliver in you though? Let's say it's your birthday or something like that, which I guess maybe falls into a different because birthday's not necessarily like a marketing thing. You were born and...
Oh, it's a marketing
thing. It's a thing that humans do. But it also is, at the core, like a reason to celebrate. Like every civilization that we know about, like you would celebrate a birthday. If you knew when it was. But if on Valentine's Day, it's just that little bit, no matter how much you don't care, is there a tiny little slice in there where you're like, it would have been nice to get some flowers.
Are you asking me or just
anybody? Just asking anybody.
No.
Because you claim you're like, I don't care. Like, I truly don't care if I get something for my birthday. And everyone's like, okay. And you got nothing. And you're like, man, I wish I would have got a little something for my birthday.
You know what's great is like when if I'm out of coffee or something and I'm like, fuck. And I go and open up the fridge and my wife made coffee before she left and like put it in there because I like cold coffee. Something like that is so much better. Or if I go into the pantry and there's a nacho cheese thing in there that she got at the store and didn't say anything, it's just in there. Like, that's so much cooler.
That's love.
Than like waiting. It's been like, did you bring me anything for Valentine's Day? Because then it's expected. Yeah. The fact that I was like, oh man, I don't have that. Oh no way, she did get it.
Holy shit.
That's so much cooler.
This is the lube I love.
She knows me too well.
It'd be cooler to start your own damn holiday between you and your wife or whatever.
Like an anniversary or something?
Or even something on top of that. Like
there's a
Valentine's Day too, or it's in January or it's in December.
Yeah, or it's the week after Valentine's Day. Yeah.
But everything's gotta have a day,
when
right?
When all the restaurants aren't full.
Like there's national fucking
donut pizza roll day.
Yeah. And so like there's some restaurant out there that's giving away You say dinosaur or donut?
Donut.
Dinosaur donut.
Dinosaur donut pizza day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so then, oh, so then I'm at the fucking mall downtown, and there's a day when Ben and Jerry's gives away free ice cream cones.
Yes, they do.
And we were there to watch a movie one night, and there was a line, I shit you not. It had to have been an hour long, wrapped around this place.
Mm-hmm.
When the ice cream cone normally is probably like $3, but it's free, and people are waiting in line for an hour. Are you fucking kidding me?
Right. Just come back tomorrow and pay $3.
Time versus enjoyment for me is like, right. Dad, I'm sorry, I will pay a little bit extra for the...
to be in front.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, I'm not going to wait in line for an hour for a free ice cream cone.
Mm-hmm. If it's a free house, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
I got it. I got another one. I love that out of Zach. Just two.
Just
yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah, it's just, for me, it's the obligation. And it's a lot of like, it's kind of George Costanza, but like how everything, like when you go to visit someone's house, you gotta bring something.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's like, it's rude if you don't bring
some sort of gift,
something,
wine, snack,
and so then it's this whole production. Like now I gotta make sure I plan it out, so I have to get this thing to go over when I'm already going to. They invite me. I'm showing up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like especially that, if I am hosting a party, I don't expect anybody to bring anything. Just yeah, because I don't.
I was never raised that way.
I don't want anybody to feel obligated.
Yeah,
I don't like to celebrate my birthday for that reason, because I don't want people to feel obligated, like they have to show up to something that I'm doing. And if they don't show up, then they feel like, oh, is he mad because I didn't show up? Like, I don't want anybody to have to worry about that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do. I know what you mean. So I'm just thinking back on a story you told on the show a long time ago about being in a pizza place. I think it was after someone passed away. And they had the slideshow going on, but it was like a birthday party. And you had to keep on looking at pictures of you really sad, like moments. I forget the whole story, but God, that was a funny, funny bit.
I remember.
Like some photo booth, and you were trying to be like super serious, but in the background, like,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was at Chico's, and there was a photo booth for people, and kids were taking pictures and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's right. And they were taking pictures, and I was in the background just like all teary-eyed because of this thing. Yeah. So these people are like, hey!
you're just crying in the background?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what it was. All right, let's move off to some thick-ass dick. Let's try to fit this all in.
Okay.
Fuck yeah, bud!
Is it dumb? Is it
Anyway, that's why I didn't get anything for Valentine's Day. I knew you wouldn't even want it anyway.
That's good, because I don't want you to have to stress out.
Thank you.
Oh, thinking about you.
Yeah. All right. Do you want to read the first dick here?
Sure.
Want to gape this thing open? Spread this segment.
Who loves a good fucking parrot story? Like, what? How badass are parrots?
Fucking awesome. I follow one call named Apollo on Instagram.
Apollo the parrot.
Uh huh. He's an African gray, and okay. He just says the funniest shit. Just all the time, just whip, whoop, 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 whoop. Like, you'll show him like all these different objects. Like, that's a book. he says it like that too.
I'm sorry, but animals speaking English is fucking hilarious.
Like, he'll be like, Apollo, what's this? And he like walks over and bites on it and he goes, plants. Because he says it, the owner has a really like original voice, and how he said, I get super low and like this. So it's everything, plants. Oh, that's a bell.
Bing, hits it with his beak.
He goes, ding, ding, metal. And he loves the character, like the Shrek. There's a Shrek character, and he loves Shrek, but he messes it up, and he's like, Shrek.
He's got a little accent.
So people sent in like a green croc with Shrek or with the Shrek ears on it.
That's funny.
So that's the Shrek.
Is there Glask. has to be like a parrot with like an Australian accent or something. Mm-hmm. That would be hilarious.
Yeah. So good.
It'd Plants! Be hilarious because people Australian accents are hilarious. I don't care what
if it's a bird or a person.
I don't care if you're offended by that. It's funny.
All right. So what do we got going on with parrots?
All right, British Wildlife Park has hatched a new plan to rehabilitate its potty mouth parrots after they unleashed a tide of expletives.
Yeah, it was some. We've sent it to each other, I think, a couple times, where that guy's smashing the cage, and the parrots in the back going, "Motherfucker, yeah. Fuck it, no, fuck it, fuck." And he's just screaming, and the guy's, he's like, what? Hit it. He's like, he's getting all like mad, the parrot is. He's like, motherfucker. That's so funny. There's nothing better.
No, there isn't.
That stupid shit. What the fuck?
They're just mimicking us.
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah. Come here, baby.
Come here, baby. I'm not going to hurt you. Come on, darling. What?
All right. So back in 2020, five foul-mouthed African gray parrots donated to Lincolnshire Wildlife Park in eastern England were isolated from the flock in an attempt to improve their language. But from Tuesday, the team is adopting a different, riskier approach of integrating three newly donated cuss-happy birds named Eric, Captain, and Sheila, and alongside the original five miscreants into the flock.
Mm.
When we came to move them, the language that came out of their carrying boxes was phenomenal. Really bad. Not normal swear words. These were proper expletives.
Go fuck yourself, you stupid cut.
We put eight really, really offensive swearing parrots with 92 non-swearing ones, he said. If the new strategy works, the eight parrots could learn all the nice noises like microwaves and vehicles reversing.
Whoever is like, like you're going to bed and you put on your noise canceling headphones and just put on microwave.
Beep, beep.
I've never thought of a microwave being
so soothing,
being a nice noise. Mm. Yeah, what about a fan? I don't know. Fan noise over microwave?
I mean, maybe.
I can't sleep without microwave.
They have mellow microwaves in Australia, maybe.
You turn your microwave on for like 2 hours.
Yeah, you go to bed?
Just to go to bed to it.
You have to travel with the microwave? Babe, you know I can't sleep without my microwave noise.
You're at an airport carrying your microwave? Yeah.
Get to the hotel, you stretch your little toesies out, plug your fucking bedtime microwave in around the nightstand. All right, babe, good night, good night.
The lights on.
Yeah.
It's a little night light, little noise.
9999. Start. It's just glowing and blasting radiation. You get all snuggled into your blanket. Gosh. The neighbors are being loud. You plug in more microwaves?
He's got five microwaves going.
Just all stacked on top.
Stacked on top.
Oh, God, I hate hotels. Beep, 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 beep. Pushing nines. Get here, get here.
Just a harmony of microwaves.
Wake up with three arms.
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. There's your microwave.
So, like, but I also picture... fuck!
What
was I gonna say?
I don't know.
Oh yeah, so like then it catches on that microwaves are soothing. So mm-hmm. then you're downloading, like, instead of white noise apps, mm-hmm. you're downloading just microwave apps,
different
little
models.
Microwave. So on your phone, you're like, beep, 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 yeah. beep, beep, click. Yeah.
You're like, I don't even know fucking microwave brands. You're like Whirlpool, fucking Kirkland. Mm-hmm. This is something Ezra would invent.
Mm.
Was a fucking microwave simulator on your phone.
And then when it goes off, brands, you set like, it for well, how you set it for when your alarm,
mm-hmm.
and then it 8 hours. Goes beep,
yeah.
beep, and yeah,
yep.
It's a nightlight noise machine and an alarm.
An alarm.
That's the best one-stop shop for any sort of sleeping thing. Yeah, is a microwave
or use the phone, but like a phone with a fan app.
Well,
or
then
something.
That's why you get the app.
Right, that's why you get the microwave app.
Yeah,
we're onto something. Okay, so what happened when they put these parrots in here?
At the time, the isolation integrating the five original birds into the flock was mostly successful, but they
just a couple fucks.
Yeah, they still curse sometimes. It says and even laugh afterward.
Fuck.
The other bird, they do what Zach does.
Yeah, he's like fuck.
You suck my dick, you fucking cunt.
And then one bird goes,
the parrot's like, cocksucker.
And he's, I just picture like all by himself in the corner.
Yeah.
Like he's fucking around with the cage. He's like, clink, clink. And his ear's like, fuck. He goes,
with goes back to good.
With a big old like feather mohawk. Just
goes back to clanking around.
Clink, clink, clink. Clink, like bouncing up and down.
Or he's like picking at himself.
Yeah.
Kind of like,
yeah.
Okay. Parrots.
Good one, Captain.
Okay. And then mimicking the most common reaction for their foul language,
mm-hmm.
parrots precisely echo the sounds they hear. So six of them got men's voices, two of them got ladies' voices, and when they all, are all swearing, it does sound really bad. The park has installed large signs warning visitors about the parrot's language, but Nicholas said it hasn't received a single complaint. In fact, historically, we did hear a lot more customers swearing at parrots than we did parents swearing at customers.
Mm.
African greys are highly social parrots, forming groups of up to 1,000 birds to roost at night in the wild and communicating with each other through various calls.
That's funny. I'm picturing the scene from Finding Nemo. Instead of mine, just fuck, 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 fuck,
fuck.
Yeah, fuck.
Fuck,
fuck, fuck, fuck, fuck, fuck, fuck.
Researchers believe their intelligence is almost unparalleled to in the animal kingdom compared to that of apes, whales, and dolphins. Expletives are particularly easy to mimic for African greys since they are almost always said in the same tone and context without any other words surrounding them. Nicole, when you tell someone to F off, you usually say it in the same, you say it the same every time, he said. For now, the park is hoping they will learn the sounds of the flock and mend their potty mouth ways.
Well, only time will tell, huh?
It's so funny because, like, yeah, if we surround him by a bunch of good speaking things, maybe
if we take this guy fresh out of jail and put him in this Mormon temple,
right?
He'll be wearing magic underpants
he'll
in no time.
Stop raping people.
Stop raping and selling drugs because no one else is doing that around him.
It'd be awesome if all 1,000 birds started cussing instead and went the opposite way.
Yeah, they influenced all the other birds.
You walk into the park and he's like, "Hey, fuck you." I remember reading a story about a parrot that talked and like it was calling visitors fat and stuff, which is so funny. Like they'd walk
hey,
into the
fatty.
Park. Yeah, they'd walk in like, "Hey, fatso." Like, imagine like, beautiful day at the zoo, and you're pushing
it's
your
like eating an ice cream cone,
kid in a stroller. It's like, maybe less ice cream, fatty.
What?
Fuck you.
It's so specific.
Yeah. Fuck you, parrot. Just laughed at you.
Another one. It's like
fat.
He's fat.
He's fat. They all just start laughing.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, let's move off to our next piece of dick. Police officers arrest victim of Miami-Dade shooting after bullets fall from pant pocket.
Oh, oops.
Yeah,
you know, that old classic.
Well, I don't know. How'd it get there? Roberto, and his last name is Dumbass. The Dumas. So Roberto Dumas
Dumas
told police officers that he was walking out of a bar when someone shot him in the leg, but he had no idea why. According to police, he would later end up in handcuffs.
Dude, I don't know why he did it.
I don't know why he did it. It fucking hurts, dude. Ow. I don't know. Maybe I don't know if I said. Maybe his girlfriend just liked me or something. Probably. He's like, he shot me in the leg. 6 bullets fell out of his pant pocket on Sunday at Jackson Memorial Hospital's Ryder Trauma Center. And then police officers searched their car. They found more bullets, a spent casing, and a gun. How many bullets does this motherfucker have on him? Like, I picture like an airplane or an Airplane 2 scene. He's like, you got any bullets in your car? He's like, no. They open it up. Just goes, it's all bullets. Just no room to even sit in the car. Just tons of fucking bullets.
I'm hearing, Riley run a family with a pocket full of shells.
Dumbass 40 told police officers that he had suffered a gunshot wound to his right leg outside of Gembo's. Gimbo's? I don't know. Whatever it is. Doesn't matter. And that he had no idea where the .38 Smith & Wesson Special had ended up in his car.
Fuck, dude. That's not mine.
Whoa, what? Free gun.
Whoa, dude. Did you leave this there?
Yeah. He's yelling back at the restaurant. I'm like, shit, is it free gun night? I just got it. I didn't know fucking Surf and Turf came with a fucking Smith & Wesson.
That's weird. They put it in your car for you and everything.
Wow. And they put, they put bullets in your pocket?
They snuck bullets in my pocket, dude.
Hey, Bill, is it free bullets night?
And they shot me in the leg, too.
They shot me in the leg. It's fucking, I love this place. It's fucking, I eat here every day. Dumas appeared in Miami-Dade County Court on Monday. Records show he was convicted back in 2012 of resisting arrest and fleeing and eluding police in Miami. Seems like it. Probably because he has a fucking pocket full of shells.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Rally around the family.
Prosecutors filed a case against him for possession of a firearm by a felon and set his bond at $7,500. It is illegal in Florida for convicted felons to possess firearms, including muzzle-loading guns. If you're a police officer and you're like, I search your pockets, be like, oh.
I mean... There's like gunpowder and
he's like, yeah, go ahead. And like, you have to move like this because you have a muzzle loader that's tucked into your waistband. It just like goes up through your armpit and down to your shoe.
Dude, imagine. Okay. This is kind of dark, but imagine like a school shooting or like the Vegas shooting where the guy had like just high powered rifles and you're able
the
to
highest
just,
powered.
You're able to just mow people down, but doing that with a musket. And then all the supplies you'd have to take. So you've got, let's say you've got like a pocket full of shell, a pocket full of round bullets. And, but you have to have like a fucking, the bag for your little, the gunpowder, all that shit that you have to do. Not only you just bring like all these guys, you just bring magazines and guns now, but you have to bring all that shit.
It's just, and it's also a, I'm not sure if they probably make, I just learned this recently. This is a little side quest that. Did you know that muzzle hunting is a whole fucking thing?
It's like still?
Yeah, so like I picture, like you either go out there with a rifle or you go out there with a bow. Like those are your, really your hunt, or trapping. Like those are your hunting options. But there's a whole thing, there's a whole world of, a whole community built around going out trying to kill animals with fucking muzzle loaders.
Hmm.
Which is so funny to me. Just get, I mean, are you just so good at hunting? You just have to make it so hard?
Yeah, you're like, I'm so sick of easily just fucking... You have like murdering elk.
Husband, like talking to wife. The wife's like, you haven't come home with anything in 10 years. I think you should stick with the actual guns. And he's like, well, no, not an excuse for why I don't get one every time because I'm doing muzzle loading instead.
How long has it been since you got some? It's been a decade.
But a decade.
Well, you're using a fucking musket, no wonder.
Yeah, exactly. It's a fucking issue. He's like, well, no, I just started doing that this year. Just so I had an excuse.
Oh, you just sucked then. Okay.
Of why I'm terrible. Got it. But yeah, aren't the bullets circle? So picture when someone's shooting, and they just go, it's like take
off. How it was until the rifling was invented.
Mm-hmm. So you shoot it. I'm sure there's new ones now that are more cone-shaped and go where you aim them. Like that would make the most sense, but it'd be so frustrating.
Mm.
Hunting's already hard, and you have that perfect shot lined up.
It's like, right in your
it's
scope.
25 yards. Right. Like, it's nothing. And you just...
It's 5 feet over the head.
You just a huge cloud of smoke. And you just get him and you just watch your bullet go. And you just like zip and miss him by fucking 100 feet. And you're like, God damn it.
The parrot's like, ha!
cooked it.
And it's not moving, and you're like, fuck, and you're reaching in your pocket and trying to reload your gun. You were so far off, it didn't move. You're like, fuck.
Didn't even notice.
It like looked around. It's like, fuck.
What the fuck was that?
The fuck was that? Loud leaf. It was a loud leaf 100 fucking feet away from me. But yeah, like, it reminds me of talking to this guy, Mr. Dumbass. Like, it's like a kid stealing a cookie. Like, did you eat the cookies? And their face is just covered. Fucking crazy. I think my brother did it.
You're like, so crazy, dude.
That's so crazy. I didn't even know there were cookies here. You're like, all right. We'll see. And they're asking for anyone to come forward with more information. I think that guy, you guys got all the information.
You got everything you need. Anybody has any other information that could help? Dude, you got it all.
You've got all the information you need, buddy. You've got a gun. You got a guy who actually shot himself, who has a pocket full of bullets and a car full of bullets.
That match up to the gun.
I'm going to need a stool sample.
Yeah. I don't know. If anyone else see anything, fucking let us know. I'm like, nah, you got it from here, bud.
I'm just doing my due diligence. Yeah. I have to ask.
Oh, fuck. That reminds me of that story.
Yep.
Was Zach here when I told that story?
I don't remember.
No. Maybe I'll have to tell him off camera. Where I saw an officer push a guy in handcuffs and he smacked his head against the pavement.
Oh, shit.
And then I was like, whoa. Like, you don't have to do that. And then later he asked for my story because I was standing outside and I saw it all. And he had his little notepad out and he's writing down my story. And then when I said something about him pushing it, he just clicked his pen and put his notepad away.
Shit.
He's like, no longer want to hear your story.
Yeah, I got everything I need.
He's like, well, all right, well. Think of anything else. I'm like, he just didn't like what I was saying. Yeah, like I said, you shouldn't push the guy in handcuffs. And he's like, oh, got it all.
Got it all. That's all I need.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Junior. Tap me on the shoulder and load the guy into a car, and away they went.
Gave you a plastic deputy badge.
Yeah, he's like,
a little sticker.
You've really done it today. You're going to get all the ladies with this thing, and peels it off, sticks it on my sweatshirt.
It's like an I voted thing. It's like, I contributed in a.
Yeah, I helped.
The honorary sheriff.
Yeah, he sticks it on you. You look down. It's like, the officer I was talking to got my whole story. He's writing, and he stops writing. He clicks his pen, just gives me the pen. And he's like, I got it all. Yeah. Looks like I got it. You take that. You'll have it. All right, let's move off to another piece of dick. What do you have, Brian?
What do I have?
Well, that's a fun little...
I'm going to go ahead and do the Amish horse and buggy story.
Fucking give it to me, baby.
We were recently, on a few weeks ago, I don't know when now, since what day it is, where the, you know, if you had modern day amenities...
Right. Or we did Uber.
Back then.
Yeah. Like Uber Eats back in 1850.
All that kind of shit.
Yeah. Oh, someone posted an AI generated pictures in the Candy Don't Facebook group, the playground. That was the underwater horse delivery service.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah. They're pretty good. Because I had this fucking super masculine dude with a pizza bag on the back of a horse.
That's amazing.
All underwater. Anyway.
Hell yeah.
Thought I'd share that with you.
Okay. Amish horse and buggy stolen from Walmart parking lot. While family shopped. First of all, just reading that, I didn't realize Amish people shopped at Walmart.
Yeah, I didn't know they could. I thought that was like against the rules. But I mean, what are you getting there? He's like, dude, he just gave up on me. He's like, I'm not going to make a chair.
Or the butter. He's like, we're just going to go buy butter to get through this week.
He goes, oh, we're going to take the car? Nope. No, I'm not. I'm not veering that far off the path.
Yeah. I can only do one sin today.
He's just in the garage. He's just crying, looking at like a chair he can't fucking figure out. He's like, fuck it. We're going to Walmart.
He's like, how do they? I don't get how they do this.
Jebediah. bring the buggy around.
Bring the buggy around.
Like, I can't make a chair. You think, I mean, I am Amish. You think I'd be better at this? I can't. I can't make a chair. We're going to Walmart.
I'm a failure at being Amish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Walmart's got my back. I mean, not different skills for different people.
Sure.
Not every Amish person is going to make a fucking sweet house.
Well, and you got to think about this. Like everybody, you know, like every guy that's like a doctor and he has a kid and then the, like I just picture like an Indian family and the kids, like their mom and dad are both doctors.
Legendary doctors.
And you're supposed to be a doctor too. And
if you're not named after him,
yeah, if you're not a doctor, you're a failure. Mm-hmm. But so this sort of thing, like not everyone's going to be amazing at building chairs if you're Amish. Like sometimes you just want to do something else. Look at Kingpin. He just wanted to bowl.
Yeah. I'm picturing this sad Amish guy in a garage. He's just looking
This just isn't for me.
He's just on the ground and he's looking up at the wall. It's pictures of his dad with awesome chairs.
Chairs, just the chair master. They called him the chairman.
And just a whole wall with his dad posing with different chairs different that he's chairs. Made. And he's just sitting there with a lantern.
He's sitting in a chair that his dad made.
His dad made crying, looking at a chair he can't fucking build. Mm. And he's like, Dad, how'd you do it? I should just call him. Fuck! You get it.
You can't.
I know. You get it. Okay, so anyway, what happened?
Okay. An Amish family had their horse and buggy stolen while they shopped at a Michigan Walmart, police say. Mm-hmm. The theft took place on Saturday at approximately 5:30 p.m. in the town of Sturgis, Michigan. There's another Sturgis?
Mm.
That's the horse. They've tried to get the Sturgis rally going for horse and buggies. Hasn't taken off.
You roll into the Sturgis motorcycle rally with a horse and buggy?
Wrong Sturgis.
Just the scaredest horses. Just people cranking their hogs.
Picture that.
The horses are. Jesus Christ.
But just that idea of like just steel horses. Mm. On a steel horse, I ride.
Yep.
And all of a sudden,
like
just
a cowboy.
And then just. People looking around like, honey, I don't think this is the right Sturgis.
You're wearing a motorcycle helmet? And motorcycle, like leather, like all your leather get-ups.
Yeah, on a horse and buggy.
You got like the window breakers hanging off the side. good stuff. Or the get-back whip, I think is what we learned those were called. The things that hang off the handlebars with like the whips and the ball on it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, so like if a car fucks with you, you can just take it off and smash your window out and beat the shit out of them.
Yeah.
I always thought it was like a cool decoration or what gang what you were is? In. Yeah.
At least leather chaps would fit in at both places.
Yeah, they would. Show you fucking place that could fit leather chaps.
All chaps are assless.
That's true.
Fun fact.
You don't need to call them assless chaps. They're just chaps.
They're just chaps, and you're just
that's
not
the
wearing,
whole point.
You're not wearing pants anymore.
No chaps have ass.
Mm-hmm. Pantless chaps. Okay, back to this thing.
When the Sturgis Department of Police were called to the Walmart. A report of stolen Amish buggy and the horse from the establishment parking lot. A truck driver parked in the Walmart lot had seen a female steal the buggy. According to the statement from the Sturgis Department of Public Safety, he gave it a... Oh, God. As it turns out, police had already made contact with a 31-year-old suspect earlier in that day at the same Walmart. The officials did not elaborate on why they had spoken to her or what the reasoning behind contact was. She's just fucking just hanging out at Walmart.
You're waiting for horses.
Breaking laws.
Yeah.
Police eventually found the stolen horse and buggy later the same evening and were able to find the alleged unnamed suspect at a nearby motel where she was arrested without incident. Suspect was subsequently lodged at the St. Joseph County Jail on charges of larceny and larceny of livestock. She is currently pending an arraignment. The horse was returned to the family along with their buggy following the incident, and police say the animal was unharmed during the ordeal. Just a little scared, probably. A little shaken up.
A little shaken up, yeah. The thought of, like, I guess another family, they're in town, they're on their way to some big event, and they got the kids packed up, they drove for 9 hours to get there, and you go and you park, at, like, a Motel 6 or something, you know, and you get in, you get out, and you're stretching, you're like, and you look over, just the fucking horse.
Horse, yeah.
Parked in the parking spot next to you.
It's just, yeah. Just doing horse it's things.
Just, they're just looking at you, and you're like, honey, should we stay here? The fuck is the horse and buggy doing parked outside our Motel 6? Or they, you know, the lady that stole it, the officers, you know, knock on the door, open it up, be like, ma'am, what? What? And they just like scoot out of the way and just look backwards at the horse and buggy.
That's not mine.
That's not mine. That was here.
Yeah, we know.
That was here when I got here.
it was already here.
It was stolen from the Walmart that you were at. We already talked to you earlier. Like, fucking crazy coincidence.
Yeah, it's weird.
Sorry, I can't help you guys. All right, good luck out there. Shut the door. Yeah. You're wearing the motorcycle helmet.
The chaps.
You're wearing the chaps. You got fucking a bunch of carrots over your shoulder.
Eating the butter that...
that was left in the covered wagon.
Yeah.
What the fuck else was she doing earlier that day?
That's what I picture, like, she's staying, maybe living at a motel, mm-hmm. and is just hanging out at Walmart doing shit. Like, that's... She had on something, maybe.
Maybe. I get the temptation, though. Just yesterday, after Pepper's basketball game, I was walking down the school hallway, and there was an unmanned floor shiner. Mm. Like the drivable kind. And I was like, eh. And the keys were in it. And I was like, I mean,
yeah.
Fucking why not?
I get it.
Like, what's the worst that could happen? I shine the wall on accident? It's a fucking floor shiner.
What's the worst could happen? I do somebody's job for him?
Right. Hey, stop doing my job.
He shows up. He's like, shit, I don't have to do anything now.
Yeah, he's like, he has that too. He's like, hey. And you're like, you turn it off. Take your headphones off. Yeah? He goes, you shine on the floor? They're like, yeah. Never fucking did it before. I just figured I'd do it. And he's like, okay.
Cool. Make sure you get...
The corners are a little tricky.
Yeah. Make sure you get the gym, too.
Yeah, he'd have the internal dilemma of, like, do I stop this guy from just doing the shit job I don't want to do? Or do I let this lunatic floss the floor?
Oh, just pretend you didn't see it.
Mm-hmm. Just turn around.
Either there's two different things. Two things can happen. You know, I guess you could get in trouble for leaving your thing unattended. Mm-hmm. The job's done already.
Yeah.
Like, that's really...
This just reminded me growing up. I didn't do it. My buddy did. We were out and about fucking around. Probably not drunk, just bored. And we were going down this country road and there's a fucking tractor out there. And so we just stopped.
Stealing tractor,
fucking flossing floor.
Mm.
And we just stopped and he just jumped out and then went. He's like, I'm just going to see if the keys are in it. And he opened it up and the fucking keys were in the tractor. And before you could even be like, I don't think you should do this. He's fired up, and the look on his face, he's like, he's just sitting in the cab. He doesn't like know what to do, but he's like, like the basket's like, and then we're like, stop, get the fuck out. And he's like, man, like trying to move around, laughing so hard, and then just turned it off, got back in the car, and carried on.
I had a buddy
that thought always, probably maybe more men than women.
Oh, yeah.
You see something, you're like, are the keys in that dump truck?
Okay. Maybe some do, but that's
such a man thing to do.
Anything, you just see stupid shit like videos on the internet. It's always a group of guys.
Mm.
It's never a group of women that's like
getting swung around in a pond with a backhoe.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, with a,
and that's why our insurance rates are higher.
With a fire hose attached to it, then wakeboarding around in a pond, but the thing that's swinging you is a fucking backhoe or an excavator.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah. Something to that effect.
Yeah.
There was a guy, I knew a buddy of mine who was driving, tractor, but it was a combine and it was,
he was driving combine
then. And it was late at night because it's cooler and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And he dozed off and his combine just plowed into circles. If anybody doesn't know what a circle is, it's how you water your crops. And he just took out this whole fucking circle. Cool. And I mean, the cost of the combine plus that circle.
Million.
I don't know what it ended up being, but like, dude,
I think people are, they don't know how expensive tractors are.
Oh no.
Like we grew up around them,
mm-hmm.
but I think a lot of people would be like, I don't know, like $150,000, $200,000. You're like, no.
Maybe for a small one.
Yeah. For renting it for a day, yeah. Maybe.
And you just took out everything.
Oh fuck. All those sprinklers.
Can you imagine?
Laying sprinkler.
Like, you're just like. Yeah. You doze off and then you wake up and you've destroyed $1 million worth of
just shit. Some like comedy scene though. He runs it over. He's like, what was that? And he looks behind him and the entire sprinkler system is put into a cube.
Mm. Yeah, right.
Like a bale of hay.
Yeah, it was
shoots out the back. He's like, God, he's out there trying to bend it back straight. He's like, God damn it. My dad's going to kill me. Dad's going to fucking kill me. Oh man. Yeah. So I can see this girl getting a little sidetracked by seeing an unmanned horse and buggy. You don't even need the keys.
And you don't have to ride the horse.
No one stayed with it.
It's like you're not riding the horse either. You're riding the buggy. So
yeah.
I mean, what's
you basically just have to tell the horsey to go.
Yeah. You just give him a little.
Yeah.
Hey, get up.
They're like, I don't think that's Jebediah.
You always see that in the movie. They're always like.
Mm-hmm. You always see that in real life too.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why is it the two clicks that gets a horsey really going?
I don't know.
Let's get your little heart going.
You get on. You throw your leg over. All right.
Yep. Did they try other noises first? And the horse was like, not having it.
He's like, no, that's for dogs.
You're like, whoop, 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 whoop. And the horse is like, yeah. You're like, I don't know. And the horse is like, I'm not doing it.
And fuck goes, you. He moves. You're like, oh shit. Okay.
Okay. All right. We got something here. You're just like, go. And the horse is like,
nah.
No, I'm not doing this. Have you guys ever gotten in something like a rogue piece of equipment or tried to take it or like see if a car had its keys still in it or some shit like that? I've never.
I had that happen to a family member.
Say that again, Zach.
I had a family member. He had an old Volvo.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a piece of shit. 80s
a Volvo?
No, he had a Volvo. It was very interesting. But no, and this guy that was kind of a bully in our school, he was over at a party one time, and he just took it out onto the construction. Like, it was a road being, and he took it off. You could tell he took it off jumps. And he came pulling in, and every single light was off on the, and Volvos have a lot of lights in the thing.
Yeah.
And he's like, what'd you do? He's like, I don't know. We just went to get Taco Bell, man. And it was pretty bad.
We just hit the jumps on the way there. Am I right? We were high-fiving each other. Like, you took my car, dude.
It was pretty funny.
Yeah.
There was,
I think I've done a tractor, but I remember my friend doing it more than I remember me doing it.
I remember a guy I went to high school with. He was a farmer. This doesn't have anything to do with a farm, but he took his dad's farm truck, and we had sand dunes out in Moses Lake. Yeah. And it's dune buggies and all sorts of sand rails, everything out there. And he took the truck out there, and he hit a jump and plowed right into the fucking, just nosedive right in and just... The whole front end destroyed, and then drove it back to his house, and then parked it,
and, now
and
it's
then tried to explain.
Now it's a sandbox.
Yeah, but it was one of those things like, the fuck happened to my truck? And I don't know.
No, oh, I don't know. It was like that when I got here.
Yeah, the whole front end's just destroyed.
You have to walk out and be like, "Whoa,
dude!
Whoa,
fuck,
geez, man! It's fucking crazy how that happened to that car." Were you at the sand dunes today? No, I was. Well, I wouldn't even think about it.
That was me, dude.
I was so
busy. I don't
even
like sand.
I was so busy not doing sand stuff today. Just like, you're like, God, it's crazy. You cross your arms and sand is falling out of your armpits. you're like, oh, man, you're rubbing your beard and a bunch of sand's coming out.
Lashes over your eyes.
You have stitches in your forehead.
It's so weird, dude.
Oh, man, that's fucking crazy. The only thing I did today was hit my head really hard. I don't remember.
On something. And, I don't know what it was.
One thing I remember for sure is, I wasn't even near sand. Yeah, no, I don't remember anything else but sand.
So far from sand.
I never forget a good pile of sand. So, no way. Wasn't me. Sorry, bud. You turn around.
I don't know what to tell you.
Sorry, bud. You shake your head. But just, I'm going to go back to bed. I'm going to go back to bed and hope I don't die. Good night. All right, let's move off to some good news for this week.
Okay.
Time to roll it. Hey, Zach. Fuck yeah, dude.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Hooray, we aren't doomed.
Yeah! What is the good news?
It's pretty crazy science shit.
I love science!
A brain-dead man was attached to a gene-edited pig liver for 3 days. Doctors are exploring how to use animal organs, but keep them outside people's bodies.
Fucking what?
Surgeon Abraham Sheikh thinks he had probably...
What?
Surgeon Abraham Shaked, that's his last name, Shaked, thinks he has probably carried out more than 2,500 liver transplants. But in December of 2023, a team he oversees at the University of Pennsylvania did something he'd never tried before. Working on the body of a brain-dead man, they attached his veins to a refrigerator-sized machine with pig liver mounted in the middle of it. For 3 days, the man's blood passed into the machine through the pig liver and back into his body. This extra corporeal, or outside the body liver, whose initial test was announced today by the University of Pennsylvania biotech company, is designed to help people survive acute liver failure, which can be caused by infection, poisoning, or most common, too much alcohol. A damaged liver can do its job, removing toxins from the body, processing nutrients, and making protein. Hooking people up to an external one could buy them time. You want to give the liver time to recover or maintain until the transplant is available.
This is fucking wild.
And it's just on the out. It's not even in his body. It's on the outside. So there's all these wires like running around.
Yeah, into a fucking kegerator.
Yeah.
Trying to get on an airplane with your fucking liver in a kegerator? Sir, you have to check that. I can't check it. You open the door. It's the fucking liver. Sir, I'm not sure what I'm looking at.
It's in the overhead compartment.
And it won't shut. Every time they shut it, you're like, beep. Every time they shut it, it pinches off the blood. Hey, man, can you please not slam my fucking
feet? Pushing the thing.
Ma'am, can you please?
She's just going, ah.
Ma'am, you have, please stop shutting. My liver is in a refrigerator. Just keep dosing off every time they pinch the blood. Ow. Ow. Going down the aisle. Oops, sorry about this. Bump, smashing bump. Everyone's elbows because your fucking kidneys, your liver's in a refrigerator.
Well, you know, when that like the IV thing on wheels that they carry around at a hospital?
Yeah.
But you're just like pulling a refrigerator next to you?
Yes. So funny. It's got like an ice maker and stuff on
yeah,
the front.
Yeah, you got drinks and stuff inside.
Oh, man. Yeah, open it up like, I got bottled water in here. Don't touch the liver. You can have anything
anybody
in there.
Eat this liver?
You can have everything in here, but not
hands
this.
Off. A little sticky note, do not eat.
Joe's liver?
Joe's liver.
Joe's liver, do not touch.
Do not touch.
Poking it out. I picture like a.
Told you not to touch the liver.
Like a long phone cable, but like in your house. So the refrigerator and then like a landline telephone cable, which you can go anywhere in your house. You just have a super long thing that you can walk in your sleep in the other room and your kids are fucking poking your liver in the fridge. Ow! 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 Oh man!
Doing a little Morse code on the liver.
Can I have pizza bagels? Hey, that's fucking wild. They can do that.
I think the guy died.
Well, yeah, he's brain dead. Well, so they're basically just like doing Frankenstein shit on this body because there's nothing they can do. So, what a weird world when this guy's like, God. Bros, I have great news. What? We've got a brain dead man.
Yes.
We can finally hook it up to the liver in the refrigerator. Been waiting all weekend for this.
You know the guy?
Hallelujah.
The guy in Independence Day, the scientist,
mm-hmm.
when they're at the bunker,
mm-hmm.
and then he comes running. He's like, oh boy, because mm-hmm. there's new aliens showing up. Like, that's the guy.
Just he's so like, pumped he's about like, terribleness.
Yeah, he's like, dude, we got a brain dead guy. Oh, fuck.
Fuck, yeah.
Oh, shit.
I knew it was going to be a big day.
Mm-hmm.
Whew, baby. Fuck. Gotta go in. Got the brain dead. Congratulations, honey.
Yeah, he gets the page.
Yeah, I'll text you.
Yeah. He's like,
beep, I'll text beep. You later and let you know oh, how it shit. Goes. But it's we time. finally got a dead guy. All right, hon. Have fun at work. Yeah, love you. Work. Bye. Bye.
This is the day. This is why you live
mm-hmm.
for brain dead people.
Never thought
this
about
this is my calling.
Why is it so weird to just have the thing outside of your body? That's just so weird.
Because it's usually inside your body.
Oh, that's what it is. Nice.
Imagine if your heart.
That's what I'm saying. Hard
it was on the outside, but there was like a case over it, so it couldn't be touched, but it's still working.
Like that. What movie is that?
There's Iron Man?
Oh, yeah, that's it. Like Iron Man. Yeah, your heart's just right there for everyone to explode. Man, that's a wild world. What a wild fucking hospital. Bunch of fucking refrigerators rolling around the hallways. Oh, man.
Dude, that's a lot of refrigerators.
Dude, that's so many. And some are better than other ones.
Uh-huh.
Back
it's like
to the,
a Samsung refrigerator.
Samsung with a smart screen on the front.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to. You can push it and see what's in there just from the outside. You don't have to open it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. All right, let's take a look at something fun on the internet. Sex on me.
Sex on me.
It's not that. I promise you won't torture you again. Zach, do it.
The internet is pretty wild. Depending on your browsing habits, you can either experience something super cool or go to prison. Crazy, right? Let's check it out together as a couple. Hey, look what I found.
Yes, that's awesome. What?
So, well, this was pretty funny.
Okay.
I just
played that music. Bro.
I don't.
Me.
Shit, I don't have the.
What?
I don't have the story on me, but I can. So there's a guy on Instagram. His name is FishBandit84. So it's Fish_Bandit84.
Okay.
And he created this page, and he's going around, and he's duct taping fish to the screen of ATMs.
Okay.
I can't pull it. Can you pull it up on the screen here, Zach? It won't let me pull up the picture, but you can see it. So he'll shoot a video of him walking up to an ATM.
Okay.
And there's a You can see the fish. Just duct tape to the
sure
fish.
Sure can. What the fuck?
And he was arrested. I forgot to add the news story, but there's a whole thing. He got arrested and all this kind of stuff. But you can go to this page, and he's just, it's the whole page on his Instagram is just him taping random fish to ATMs. Like, you walk up to take some money out, and there's a rainbow trout duct taped to the screen.
I like the creativity.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing, like, what?
Imagine the court hearing.
Of all the things.
Mm-hmm. Like, how does anyone seriously say, all right, we're...
It's the people versus Fish people Bandit 84.
Fish Bandit 84. So, we understand that you're pleading not guilty to duct taping fish to ATMs. He's like, no, that's crazy. Who would do that? That's fucking crazy.
Okay. I just pulled up the story.
Okay.
A 17-year-old old... 17-year-old ex... Jesus Christ.
A 17-year-old was executed.
Yeah. Well, because he was executed these bizarre pranks more than a dozen times from last August through December. They weren't always in Provo because it was in the Utah area. He did some of the things, these strange antics internationally, too, posting videos of them on his Instagram account where his bio states, live, laugh, tape fish on ATMs.
Oh, man. What a guy.
If you just Google... Fish Bandit.
Oh, it's a nice catfish.
ATM, and you can... Yeah, there's a catfish. And look to the side of the police car.
Duct tape looked like a big old... Like a nice trout to the side of a...
He used a variety of fish, such as trout, bluegill, bass, catfish, carp, crappie, and one fish had a cigarette in his mouth.
This guy. I mean, you get an idea. You just got to get it out there. Got to express your creativity or else you'd be laying awake.
I think people were, they were sensing something fishy was going on.
20 years, or else 20 years from now, you're laying down being like, I should have duct taped that carp to that ATM.
Like, that's what you're known for?
Yeah. You go to prison. Regrets?
I wish I would have taped that crappie to...
Yeah, on your deathbed. You're like, is there anything that you can share with me, blah, blah, is there? And you're like, and you lean in, you're like, should have put duct tape on that bass and put it on the cop car. Mm-hmm. And then beep, like, what the fuck, grandpa? The fuck did you just say? Or it's like a legacy you pass on.
Mm.
A whole family of fucking fish tapers.
Fish tapers.
Maybe that's his last name. That's how they caught him.
A caper. That's a thing, right? You're a caper.
Yeah.
What does a caper mean though? Isn't it like you're like a fish caper. What would you be?
Probably fish in the cape.
She did a little caper. An activity or escapade, typically one that is illicit or ridiculous. Yeah. So he's like caper. a fish caper. Taper the fish caper. Taper caper.
They missed an opportunity. Classic. Right there. Classic. Yeah, right there, the fucking taper caper.
I feel like there's probably a fish called a caper, too.
Mm, yeah, or a guppy. It would have been funnier if you had, like, all these giant fish, and then one of them was, like, a neon or a goldfish with scotch tape. Just put on the ATM slot. Just shrink it down a little bit. Well, that's wild.
Yeah, that's. So you can go Fish Bandit. You can go check it out for yourself if you're interested in seeing that.
Just one of the many beautiful things of the internet.
It's just a funny little thing. Funny some thing. Guy that somebody's doing.
And I wonder how much trouble he's going to get in. I guess we'll find out.
Well, especially if PETA gets involved or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, wow, they were fucking. They're dead before I taped them. I mean, I feel like this $5,000 bond's a little weird. They're already dead.
I wonder if PETA keeps files on things, because then it would be a PETA file.
Nice.
That's how they say it in English. Yeah. A pedophile.
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 All right, time to hear from the kids. Zachy Poo.
All right, let's hear what you guys think.
Really? You want to talk to me? Wow, that's cool.
Okay. I'll read this one because it pertains to a story that I told about the mailman seeing my dong.
Oh, yeah. I still jerk off about that.
Yeah, dude.
All right. Hit it.
This is coming from our son, Mr. Brown.
Nice.
Hi. This isn't exactly a submission to any part of the show, but Brian is coming from a UPS delivery driver. I can guarantee that the mailman, the senior ding dong, isn't his first or last time seeing something like that. I can safely say that mailman, UPS, and FedEx drivers all see people in the kind of blackmail worthy situations. We see people in their worst of days and the best.
Never thought about your mailman blackmailing you.
Mm.
Like the next day, it's just a picture of you in your window with your dick. Exactly. It's like $100 from fucking email.
$100. Just leave it in an envelope.
Yeah. I'll be here tomorrow to pick up the $100. Just a picture of your dick through a window. And you're like, this is weird.
Dude, this has to be a thing. But you just made me think about like some sort of drug running or something where it's the mailman. Mm. Like he leaves a gram of whatever in an envelope and you... Dude, you would get away with that.
I bet you that already happens.
It has to happen.
Guarantee it. They're not getting paid that well. All right.
Fuck. Okay. In the least amount of clothes, in opposite sex clothes, no clothes, not even to mention in all kinds of extracurricular activities.
He means fucking.
Yeah.
They're jerking off.
All from what they think is the privacy of their own home/yard. But they forgot they ordered a new pair of socks from Amazon. Now, here I am bringing you the package while you're in the middle of sunbathing or skinny dipping, doing drugs, teenagers trying to get lucky, naked TV watching, all kinds of things.
Yep.
I can give you three of my favorite stories. This one... It's one house that I've been delivering to for several years. I was very familiar with the owners. A sweet elderly couple who were very quiet. Well, one day I walked up to the door and I could hear just some extremely rough sex sounds coming from their home stereo system. I guess just reliving the good old days. Another time in the middle of the summer on a hot day, I was walking up to the apartment. I noticed the front door was open to the unit I was walking to. But had a screen door. When I got there, I reached up to knock, but couldn't help but see a guy that had his wife bent over the end of the couch, just shoving her face down in the cushions, going to town on that back door.
Sweet.
He's seen me too, but just gave me the thumbs up, then pointed down to the ground like he was signaling me to drop it and go. He never broke his stride, and she never knew I was there.
Oh, yeah! That's good.
You're just giving it like a guy like, hey, yeah, just go ahead and leave it, but go leave it by the door.
Go ahead and leave it. I'll get it after I come.
Yeah. Just didn't break stride. Mm-hmm. And another one in the back of my truck, a big box around 60 pounds had busted open, spilling out multiple 4-foot-long double-ended dildos. Some suction cups, suction cup ones that was no joke, as big as 6 inches in diameter and 1 foot long. That is huge.
Fuck yeah, dude.
It's like George or Joe's cack.
It's like the gooseneck.
Mm.
Fucking goose invader. Yeah.
Some alien design ones and a horse cock shaped one, along with leather masks and an instructional book on how to peg a man and be a dominatrix. Oh, when I got to the old beat up, nasty, single wide trailer back in the woods, I taped up the box on a way that I... What?
Yeah.
When I got to the old beat up, nasty, single wide trailer back in the woods, I taped up the box on the way that I know that they know that I know. Okay.
Got it.
The way that I know that they know that I know what they're up to. Mm-hmm. Said a prayer for the fella and beat feet back to my truck and continued on my work day. You can use this just slap between you and Joe or take a talking point in the show, whatever. Mr. Brown out. Please stop. P.S. Please stop buying from Temu.
I don't even know what Temu is.
It's like a cheaper Amazon.
It's like Wish?
It's like Wish.
Okay. Yeah. Fuck. Wish was so much fun for a little bit.
I like how he said, I beat feet back to my truck. I have not heard that phrase.
Beat feet.
I haven't heard that phrase in years.
Sounds like that guy's going to get fucking beat feet.
Yeah,
feet
dude.
Beat.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right. Ah, yeah. Our second email sent in by our friggin' hooligan of a son, Kyle. Is it the Kyle?
Yes, it is the Kyle.
Fucking Kyle.
Dude, this guy gets into some shit.
Man, we would have been good friends back in the day. What's up, square bears? It's your mini golf hole drywall dust sleeping cow son again. And I think it's time for another drunk tale of mine. So here it is. And I saw posts of people asking for more from Kyle. So
More Kyle.
It's the summer of 2013, and I'm living in Fernley, Nevada. It's not a very big town. Never heard of it. Maybe 10,000 people or so. I'm about 16 years old, and I'm a troublemaker. Kyle, we know. I ended up going to court for some theft charges, and they put me on probation. That's a story for another time. But the judge or someone fucked up the paperwork, and instead of having my probation start right then and there, they wrote it down to start a week from the day. So basically, I had a week to party before all the fun stopped. Jesus. So it's Monday night during the summer, no school, and got invited to a party at my older homie's house. It was one of those parties where everyone except for me was over 18. So, of course, I do my best to keep up with everyone drinking and doing coke and whatnot because I don't want to look like a pussy in front of all these older people. Everything went smooth at the party. Didn't puke. Kept my composure and all that. After a few hours of some nasty gin, vodka, and cocaine.
Jesus.
The moment came where I knew I should go home. So I told everyone I had court in 2 days, and I had to go home before I got in trouble with my mom or whatever. I'm about 2 miles from my house, so it's like a 40-minute walk.
Well, hold on real quick. Yeah. I love how he's like, I want to make sure that I'm cool with these 18-year-olds and like that I'm holding my own and I look like a cool guy. Hey, guys.
Anyway, I'm going to walk home.
I got to go with my mom or whatever. Whatever.
I don't really care what she thinks, but some people do. But anyway, I'm going to walk home. 40-minute walk. Not bad, right? Well,
I've done that.
Mm-hmm. I went the wrong fucking direction in my drunken stupor. I walked all the way to the high school, which is at the completely different end of town. It's like 2 a.m. You know how far into a walk you have to get to a fucking high school to be like, oh, I went the wrong way. Like, you can see it.
I'm at school.
You're walking. You know you're passing shit that's the wrong way. But until you saw the high school, you're like, oh, fuck yeah, I sure as shit going the wrong way.
I wasn't sure until right now, dude.
So right now, I saw the high school, and I'm like, whoa, it's weird. It's like 2 a.m. I have no one to come pick me up, and there's no way to tell, or no way in hell, I'm having my mom come get me. I'm not supposed to be partying since I just got in trouble, so I started walking in the right direction to my house. It's about 8 miles now instead of 2. Mm. I made it about 3/4 of the way there, and that's when I saw a nice lawn and decided to take a little break from my hike. Well, my dumbass ended up passing out on this guy's lawn, cuddling up next to a fire hydrant that was in the corner of his yard. You know how in movies, when someone starts to wake up and it's all blurry and fuzzy and your senses are just starting to turn on? Picture that, but with two paramedics in my face asking me all kinds of questions. They'd be like, what year is it? 1997. What's your name? I don't know. How much did you drink? What? Where do you live? I don't know. Who's president? Obama! They both started laughing at me and said, well, at least you got one of those right. They said they got a call because someone went to check their mail and saw me laying in this dude's yard and thought it was a dead body. The cops ended up coming because I was underage.
Oh, that's hot.
They called my probation officer and my mom, and my God, were they pissed off. Later on, I had to go into my PO's office, and he angrily explained to me that I was originally going to be on probation for a max of 6 months, and I'd only have to check in once a month and no drug tests. But because of my dumbass choices, I ended up on probation for about a year and a half, checking in at least once a week and weekly drug tests. So the moral of the story is once you've gotten yourself in a hole, don't keep digging, no matter how shiny the shovel is. Love you guys. Let's make 2024 the year of the goose. Fucking Kyle. Goddamn, so buddy. Great. Keep him coming, buddy. Yep. Keep him coming.
I get to live vicariously through him.
Yeah. Just replace Kyle with Joe.
What I want to know.
What?
Is, let's go back to the cops ended up coming because I was underage.
Yeah.
I thought that was weird. Like, did the cops get in trouble or anything?
For jerking off on him?
Mm-hmm, but he was underage?
Oh, yeah.
Show up and they're just like jerking each other off.
They just show up fuck rock hard. You guys got another dead body for us? No, this one's alive. Well, shit.
Fuck.
Is it at least underage? Yeah. All right.
Is he dead? No. Well, is he underage? Yeah.
Okay. Oh, fuck, I can work with that. I got another dead body for us. And like, no. And his dick just like immediately starts going down. He goes, fuck. Well, at least underage. Yep.
Back up.
Goes, all right, partner. Got another one. Our paramedics are good to go. We'll take it from here.
We got it.
We got it from here. Thanks, Kyle. You're a fucking hooligan.
Yep.
Well, that's show keep number coming, 87. Kyle. Felt good.
Did.
Be a part of the gaggle. Get the bonus content. We will keep going on the back end of today's show, as we always do. Patreon.com/CanYouDon'tPodcast. We've got our socials. We've got YouTube for the video version. And if you have crazy-ass stories, we want to see them. You want to read them. Hey, guys, at canyoudon'tpodcast.com. That is where you send them. And if you would be so kind and take a second, fucking right now, whatever platform you're listening on, if they allow for reviews and to rate the show, please go do it. It helps us out a ton. Scatcast? All the things Uncle Zach is up to can be found at scatcast.com. That is scat with a K. And a shout out We have a lot of fun inside of the Can You Don't Playground on Facebook. A ton of people in there and a lot of shit from the show and a lot of just random stuff. But a big thanks to the babysitters that make sure we don't get it all shut down. You help us out a ton because there's like fucking 500 posts a day, it seems like, in there. So thank you guys so much.
You guys are naughty.
You guys are naughty.
Real naughty.
Naughty kids. Especially Kyle. All right. End the show. Ready?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, Zach, do it. Okay.
Good God. Wrap it up already, huh?
All right, Joe.
God.
Since it's Valentine's Day,
yeah,
we're going to do like a little Valentine's themed one.
Oh, yes.
All right. How did the squirrel get his Valentine's attention?
How did the squirrel? How?
He acted like a nut.
Oh, my God. Sometimes I feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Sometimes you don't. Almond Joy. Isn't that Almond Joy? Yeah, that's Almond Joy. I feel like we've had this conversation before. We had to look it up. Sometimes I feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Yeah, Almond Joy.
Wait, did we? Is it Almond Joy?
I think so. It's gotta be. What the fuck else is gonna be? We'll talk about it in the bonus shit. All right. Well, this is our last recording before you're taking off to Mexico and I'm taking off to Hawaii.
It is.
So hopefully we'll be more tan or something. I'll just be burned. I'm be so good at surfing. Sometimes you don't. I don't remember being so fucking
me either.
Fresh, jazzy fresh. God.
All right.
Jingles. Sometimes you feel bad. Sometimes you sometimes you bang.
Oh yeah.
Remember that noise?
Mm-hmm. You should do it with pencils. Sit in class.
Okay. All right, that's it. Bonus shit. Commence. Bye, guys.
Bye.